I swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but. Let go.
Access granted.
Where do I start?
Spirits! Police do not have the right to touch you excessively, period.
Ugh, it is so much stuff to uncover.
Spirits. What are they teaching these children in school, child? Okay, just saying, know your laws, know your laws.
Well, I have an opinion and I'm going to voice it, so.
Can someone please explain to me, how is that godly?
Ask yourself this question.
No one is talking about it. And if they are, they're not telling you where to get it. No, okay, wait a minute. I was not ready for that laugh. Wait.
Spirits.
Am I right or am I right? I mean, like, I'm right. The fuck?
No, seriously, that really happened.
Okay, so let's talk about it. Let's talk about it then.
Are you following your purpose?
Welcome back, spirits.
Hello, and thank you so much for tuning in. If you are listening, you are tuning into My First Amendment with Miss Kiki Kamau, and I am your host. I am her. I am she. And if you are new here, I just want to say thank you so much, because you can be anywhere in the world, but you are here with your girl, so I appreciate you. And if you are a returning listener, thank you so much again. Because I could not do this without you. Like, you probably telling other people, like, have you heard Miss Kiki podcast? My First Amendment, like for real. Facts. She be speaking real quick. Well, anyway, welcome back. Welcome back. And thank you for being here. We're going to get right into it. You know, this is the morning greeting. So if you're new here, this is the morning greeting, where we take about 30 minutes to go over what's been happening in my life, my week, things of that nature, and then we'll get right into the show. Is that okay with you? I hope so. Alrighty, so let's get into it. Now, first, before I get into my morning, like my actual what's been going on with me, I gotta like give a shout out to, like, I have to like literally note what's been going on in the world. First of all, did you see, spirits, did y'all see that they were trying to launch a rocket? What day that was? I believe it was Tuesday. It was either Tuesday or Monday they were trying to launch this rocket. And today is August 31st, 2022. Wednesday, August 31st, 2022. And it's actually going out today. I know you're like, whoa, you were supposed to be out Monday. And I was. But what I'm trying to do, trust me, spirits, I am going to be consistent moving forward after this, but I'm doing a giveaway and I need it to go out today. It's more important. I don't know. Just the way my mind works. Don't judge me. Just let me have my thing. But yeah, the rocket. So it never launched, right? They was like, oh, we got some engine issues, yada, yada, yada. I'm thinking that I get to be able to say, wow, the last time a rocket launched was like 56 years ago, so I was not alive. Or, you know what's crazy is that I swear growing up, they were launching rockets. But that could just be me. I'm going to do more research, because I swear growing up, they were launching rockets like all the time. Am I making this up? Anyways. Now, all of a sudden, 56 years later, they want to say, oh, this is our second time launching. No. What about when people went to, I'm going to do my research, but what about when people went to the moon and, oh, because they ain't really go? Child, please, we're going to get to the bottom of it. But that's what's going on there. I had to put that out there. And because I just started watching the news again, like when the children go to school, I like to get up, make tea, turn on the news like an old person. You know, it feels sexy. I don't know. That should never feel sexy, but it feels sexy to me. You wake up, you know, get your little tea, you know, turn the little tea. You know. I don't know. That's me. Spirits, how do you wake up in the morning? What is your morning routine? Talk to me about that. Hit me up on my website at www.kamauempire.com. Tell me about your morning routines, because I feel like we need to incorporate that news, that daily news, you know, whether it's reading the newspaper, checking out on, you know, the online news, or, you know, flicking the TV and be like, you know, what's going on here? What's going on in the world today? So that's what I know. And then Biden signed a document for students to relieve their debt. I believe like $10,000. My credit score still ain't go up yet from that. So I don't know what's going on. So again, I got to do my own research, spirits, because I don't know what's going on. Okay. But let's talk about me, because that I know. That I know. But no. So I got to definitely do my research about that. But let's get into my week, shall we? The world is boring. But my week. So first and foremost, I want to say I am so happy I'm back, because I've missed so many substantial things. I missed my youngest daughter's birthday in June. And the show actually hit 1 year in June, which is crazy. But because I was going through so many things, I had to pause it for a second. I was very unorganized. I mean, do we just need like a full show of all of that? Because when I came back, I brought the show back August 8th of this year. And my latest show, if you haven't heard it, was Method Change, Mission Remains. So if you haven't heard that, definitely hear that so you can hear like where I've been and what's been going on. But now that I'm back, I got to give some shout outs for some birthdays. My youngest daughter, Lena, turned 5. So happy birthday, Lena. That was back in June. So happy birthday, mama. Yay. My big girl, we took her to Venture Island. I turned 35 in July, July 31st. Yay. Oh my goodness, all these summer babies. And then my oldest daughter turned 12, August 21st. Yay. So let me just roll it back a little bit. For my birthday and my oldest daughter's birthday, because we are Leos, I have literally been going through like a Leo slump. I lost one of my favorite humans in the entire world last year, my niece. And she was a Leo. And, you know, I don't know, something about just like having her birthday around my birthday. And then it's been hard to celebrate for me. I realized that I had like survivor's guilt. And a part of me felt like COVID wasn't real. And then having my niece pass away from it, I was just like, whoa, did that denial have something to do with me? Like, was God trying to be like, this is what you get for not believing? Like, I don't know. Like, a part of me felt like I had something to do with that. And I felt very like, whoa, should have been me not. You know what I'm saying? Because I was just like, I didn't take it seriously. And it's unfortunate that, you know, you don't take things like this seriously and then you get slapped in the face with a death or a sickness. And then you're like, whoa, let me start taking, you know. So that's where I've been with it. So it's been very hard to celebrate birthdays. I didn't celebrate mine, really. I just kind of came in peace. I wanted peace. And then for my oldest daughter, Kai, I showered her with a lot of gifts and things like that. But I still haven't gotten to actually physically take her anywhere. And it's because now that is because of my car. I'm having car issues, spirits, if you must know. So, yeah, I'm having car issues. And that's just what it is. It's been sucking me. No, it is not. It has been teaching me a lesson. Let's just talk about changing our verbiage, right? All right. So that's that. As far as school, I ain't gonna lie. Last semester, I passed one of my courses with an A minus. Stop playing with me. What? But the other one, I failed. So, and that's okay. You know, life happens. It was a math class. Everybody know I'm not like the best in math. It's embarrassing. But I'm getting better every day. And, you know, let's just push these math classes to the back, okay? Until we like really, until it's time to graduate, okay? No, but seriously, they're stressing me the fuck out. Okay, so I definitely passed my business course, which is big. That's the most important thing to me. But yeah, Anyways, but now, oh, I forgot to say, now that it's Virgo season, I'm fully aware, Virgo. So shout out to all the Virgos whose birthdays are today, tomorrow, yesterday, and all Virgo season, okay? No shade, but for real, Virgos, I really am, like, it's your season. It's time to shine, boo-boo, to you. Back to me. Oh, I play too much. No, but seriously. As far as my home life, everything is going pretty good over here. Cleaning, cooking, just, you know, it's me. I'm mostly focused on staying disciplined in my routine. Is anyone else struggling with staying disciplined in their routine? Spirits, hit me up. Holler at me about that. About staying disciplined in your routine. And then there's my poetry. Let me catch you all up on a few things. I keep trying to remember when the last time I was really adamant about my poetry on the mic, as far as my podcast goes, that you spirits know of, was back in February. So I have continued to go to open mics, if you must know, and if you were questioning or wondering or things like that. I have been going to a lot of open mics. You can catch me at Creative Lounge every third Wednesday. What? On Nebraska and... Ooh, let me just pull it up because don't have me lying. But yes, you can catch me at Creative Lounge on every third Wednesday. And every now and then, I am at Smoking Word. Smoking Word is Whiskey North every Thursday. And they have events. Like, the first Thursday is Erotic Night. I think the second Thursday is, I think it's, like, Ladies Night. And I think the third Thursday is no, they usually say, like, no theme. And then the fourth one is something. And they always doing something. So definitely check them out as well. But in the meantime, in between time, let me give you Creative Lounge's address. It's 13211 North Nebraska Avenue. Suite C as in Central Spirits, and that is Tampa, Florida. So again, you can catch me in open mics every third Wednesday at Creative Lounge here in Tampa, Florida, on Nebraska and Fletcher, on the corner of Nebraska and Fletcher. And then sometimes I am at Smoking Word at Whiskey North on Thursdays, but definitely not too much the Erotic Nights. I don't do that. And then I'm doing my best. Once I get my car back up and running, I will be hitting up Orlando, Miami, and so on and so forth. I did have a poetry slam. Oh my goodness. This poetry slam was hilarious because I did not get all the details on what you can and cannot do, spirit. Okay, let's just keep it a buck. So of course I came being my self and I have props and all this stuff, so I was disqualified. But let me tell you something, that fire opened up something inside of my dad that needed to happen. And I was I embarrassed about being disqualified? Was I sad? Was I upset? Hell to the yeah. But at the same time, was I more sparked and more fired up that my dad was, like, lit? Yes. So I needed to have that failure to have this future success, if that makes any sense. So I'm just glad I got my dad off his fucking rocker and now he is rocking. Okay. So let's just talk about my dad real quick. My dad is a poet, if anyone doesn't know, spirits, and he's been doing poetry for before I was born. Seriously, he has one poem on a piece of paper dated back 1976. I wasn't even thought of. Like, I wasn't even a glimpse, okay? So, the man is the truth. The fact that he hasn't done anything about it, except I think he had one book back in, again, before I was born. We got to give this man his flowers, and we got to get him out there. So, I am still currently attached to Rebirth Church. So, if anyone who doesn't know, Rebirth Church is a church here in Tampa, Florida, and it's on Comanche. In Hillsborough, Comanche Street. I believe that's Comanche Avenue or Comanche Street. I'm not sure. But I'm about to look it up right now so you'll know. But I was attending Rebirth Church to perform at their pop-up shop, Spirit. Every now and then, Rebirth Church will have pop-up shops every, I believe it's like once a month. They say it's annual, and it's really fun. You have all type of beautiful entrepreneurs, majority Black-owned. Literally, I think that's all I saw was Black-owned, which is beautiful. And they're selling their products. I mean, they have candles, they have clothes, they have jewelry, they have. And if you're interested in copper jewelry and onks and all that kind of fun stuff, that is where you need to be. I don't know. People be like, oh my gosh, where you get your cuff from? If you're not going to pop-up shops and you're not going to like African stores and you're not going to like these, you know, then you probably shouldn't be asking these questions. Like, do your research or whatever. But yes, they have amazing things. So if you're interested, definitely go there. Like, seriously, I've spent over $200 at this place and I get so many great things and I still have them to this day. But yes, Rebirth Baptist Church. And that's on 1924 East Comanche Avenue in Tampa, Florida. Again, 1924 East Comanche Avenue in Tampa, Florida. So I am attending. How can I say this? In a way, I'm connected to them as far as their star poet. When it comes to their events. So when they need someone to speak or anything like that, I've been offering up my services as far as a poet and then my dad. So I wasn't able to attend last Saturday's, which was so sad because I was really excited about it, which was on the 27th. But my dad actually went Spirits and blew it up. Okay. And when I say he did amazing, he paid somebody to record him. Like, he think he is ready. Now he don't think he ready. Y'all, he is ready, Spirits. He is ready, ready. So that's my dad. And I had to say that because moving on, we're talking about, so that's me in poetry. And my dad, let's talk a little bit about my business. My dad actually is now my newest client when it comes, because again, for those of you who do not know, I am in public relations. I am the CEO and founder of Kamau Empire, which is a community and public relations company where we strive to help entrepreneurs and 9-to-5 workers, you know, build their brand, whether it's websites, development and design, logos, business cards, image consulting, and things of that nature. So part of my business is public relations, which is dealing with artists, athletes, you know, anyone like that in the mainstream, getting them booked, getting them seen, you know, developing their social media and things of that nature. Well, my dad is technically my first client. I'm technically my first client, but my dad is like my second client. So whoop, whoop. I mean, and then, well, my children, I'm waiting for them because I kind of have them a drop shipping store right now on the website, but I'm waiting for them to get older so I can put it on an LLC and, you know, make it bigger. And that's that. Now, as far as my YouTube, Spirits, it will be coming out in October, coming back out in October. So I will start to post again, if that makes any sense. I'll be posting again in October. The difference is in the two. And my business YouTube channel, you'll find, again, website reveals. You'll find events that I am hosting or putting on, like the Rebirth Baptist Church pop-up shops and things of that nature. You'll see interviews from podcasts of, you know, entrepreneurs, melanated entrepreneurs. I'm sorry, how-to videos on how to start your business, build your business, manage your business, and all type of fun stuff like that. The whole point and reason why I'm going to school, completely forgot about that. And then on the Miss Kiki Kamau artist side, you'll just be seeing uploads of my newest poems or latest poems or whatever the case may be. Basically, for now, and then later, we'll get into the later. Later is later, right? Okay, so that is it for my week, spirits, my children, school, home, poetry, business, YouTube. If I didn't address anything, and if you feel like I didn't address anything, definitely let me know. You know, my morning greeting usually lasts about 15 minutes, but I wanted to make it 30 now. I know I'm always switching things up, but I don't want to feel rushed. And if you can see, like in the beginning of the conversation, you can tell I felt a little rushed, and I still feel a little rushed every time I do these podcasts for some reason. But I am doing my best to slow down, I promise you. So, I think I'm going to start making the morning greetings like 20 minutes when it's just me by myself. And then when it's with someone else, it'll probably be 30 minutes. Speaking of someone else, I know I said that I am going to be the only host, and I will. But being that my podcast is starting to get more listeners and a lot more attention, more people are asking to be on my podcast, such as my niece and associate. So I'm building more topics and things like that so that we can all talk about and get on. So let me wrap this up. This is Interracial Relationships Part 2. What's wrong with them? Interracial, oh my goodness, why can I never talk? Stop playing with me. So Interracial Relationships Part 3, What's Right With Them, is coming out next Monday. No, I'm sorry, I lied. It's coming out on the 19th of September. The reason why I'm telling you this, spirits, is because I want to stay consistent and I want to keep, you know, you informed. So listen to me and listen to me very well. When I started breaking generational curses, I started talking about interracial relationships, and we were talking about Frederick Douglass. I had a co-host on at the time, Bo, and he was basically saying he was against interracial relationships. This episode is talking about why some of us are against interracial relationships. So this is my unbiased opinion. This is my unbiased research, unbiased facts. So you're not going to really get an opinion from me on this episode. So if you're looking for an opinion or my story or anything like that, you're not getting it. Not on this episode. So that's why I'm telling you, stay tuned. September 19th on Monday, you will be getting my biased opinion on interracial relationships and my story. Because if you do not know, I have had my share of interracial relationships, and I have two biracial daughters. So stay tuned for that. So again, this is Interracial Relationships Part 2, What's Wrong With Them, the unbiased edition. And then September 19th, Interracial Relationships Part 3, Breaking Generational Curses, my biased opinion as well as my interracial stories. Now, the reason why I'm telling you that, spirits, is because I am doing a giveaway. I am doing a giveaway. September 5th. That episode is going to introduce you to Kamau Empire. I was interviewed by a good friend of mine, Demasha, who has her own podcast, Zip Mouth Motivation. She interviewed me, and it went on her podcast. I never, ever put it on my podcast, spirit. So you are going to be hearing it first on my podcast, September 5th. That podcast is going to tell you all there is to know about Kamau Empire. And I will be releasing the details for the giveaway as well. So stay tuned for that. And last but not least, did I confuse you? Are you still with me, spirit? If you're not, please just rewind it. But again, breaking generational curses, interracial relationships is about to be over. The end of that interracial relationships, you will not hear no more from me about it too much. September 19th is the cut off. Okay, I'm done with it. I'm done with the conversation. September 5th is my giveaway and all about Kamau Empire LLC, so you can know more about my business. Being that it's coming back, I will be restarting my business in September again. You know, finishing up websites and accepting new clients and things like that. So I definitely want to put out what my business is about. But definitely stay tuned, spirits, because I'm super duper excited for October. Why? Because we're talking about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. So starting October, we're going to be talking about sex. We're going to be talking about from beginning to end. And I'll keep you posted as we continue to develop. But that is pretty much it. I believe that is all I wanted to say for the morning greeting. I believe I got out every little detail I wanted to say. I'm just trying to make sure that I've crossed all my T's and dotted all my I's. Yes. All right. So, what this episode is about, let's talk about it. This episode is about interracial relationships and what's wrong with them. And the reason why I titled it Interracial Relationships and What's Wrong with Them is because we're going to get into the nitty-gritty of segregation. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Because you know why? They're trying to stop it in school. So let's talk about it. So that is the end of the morning greeting, spirits. I hope you loved it. I hope you got those two questions. Hit me up on my website. Let me know how your morning routine goes. And let me know. And let me know about the, you know, what's your thoughts on the rocket. The rocket trying to take off into the moon. They say they're going to get, eventually they're going to have the first female on the moon and the first person of color on the moon. I hate when they say that, person of color. The first melanated person. How about y'all start saying melanated? And the first melanated person on the moon. Coming soon. They don't know when it's coming. I don't know when it's coming. It's a lot of balls up in the air, which is why my balls would be up in the air. So I'm trying to keep the balls all in, you know, in my hand. I don't know. So that's your morning greeting. Let's get into this quote. And we'll be back for the show. Lego.
There's a Chinese proverb that says, each generation will reap what the former generation has sown.
Okay, so we are talking segregation. I'm telling you, it feels like I'm going to need a part 3, 4, 5, like seriously, in order to break down generational curses. But we must start from the beginning. And I'm sure I am preaching to the choir, right, spirits? But we got to talk about it. So let's talk about it. So, first of all, there are, let's just say this, right? There are so many people out there in the world that are against interracial relationships, interracial dating, marriages, biracial children. Like, they are against it. And then there's others that are so for it, they forget what race they is. They so for it. But we have the facts as to why it is the way it is. So in the late 1930s, and you can find any of this information, Google it, Wikipedia, history.com, like, you can go anywhere. So segregation, right? First of all, let's just go into the history really quick. Everyone knows, I feel like I'm preaching to the choir, but this is for people who don't know, spirits, right? So let's just call a spade, and let's just kind of fast forward, rewind real quick. All right, so if we're rewinding time, you will see that most Africans were in Africa traveling. You will see that most Africans were trading spices and things of that nature. You will see that obviously there was no interracial dating because Africans were in Africa, Europeans were in Europe, and Spaniards were in, we're in Spain, Right? So everybody was where they were supposed to be. And then, you have the Moors. And I think I actually insist that you do your research about the Moors, because the Moors, went and taught Europeans how to bathe, brush their teeth, smell better, do better, because they went from cavemen and women to now kings and queens of Europe. So that, how did they get there? They had to get there, right? They had to go from acting like animals to acting well, primed and primed. Ooh, where did that come from? I wonder if it came from the first people who also created like math and science. Yeah, because it wouldn't have been us, right? And when I say us, I'm talking about Europeans. It wouldn't have been the Europeans. But then again, do your research. So you got all that, right? Then all of a sudden, you get these beautiful people teaching these other people how to be better people, right? I don't know. Do your research. And then next thing you know, the slave trade, the slave ships coming. And now, some Aboriginals were already here. And we're not going to get into that until like November. Because that is a story that I have been super duper excited to tell. And I cannot wait to have that conversation. But yes. So now that we know that like every race was where they were supposed to be, quote unquote. You had the Africans traveling all over, trading spices. You had them teaching stuff, doing things. And then they got captured. And they got, they were admired. Some people probably followed them back over. Hey, what's going on? Who are these people in Africa? What's going on? See what's going on in Africa. Bada boom, bada bam. You have slavery. let's wrap it up into a bow. A couple years later, you have slavery. Let's talk about it. Slavery was, of course, and I talk about this in my poetry. You had pillagers, you had people forced to have sex with their children. So that's where incest come in. And so many things. Watch the movies. There's like what the new Harriet Tubman movie is out. It's like all over the place. So this is not me like super duper educating you, but this is us talking. We're just having a conversation, right, spirits? Here's what is so profound to me. So we're talking about slavery, and remember, it ended, right? Emancipation Proclamation, right? Fucking Abraham Lincoln, right? Right, we'll get into all that later. But It's very hard. Like, it's very hard to, I wouldn't say hard. It's challenging for me because I hate saying the wrong things, and I don't want to say the wrong thing, especially when it comes to history, especially when it comes to facts. So I don't want to say the wrong things. But what's so profound to me is that slavery, quote unquote, ended in 1865, right? It ended. in 1865, right? Now, remember, slavery was put in place to help build and to help, like, help build America, but utilizing a lower group of people to do so, right? So in turn, it made those people that were utilized to build America, it made them look, it was easy for them to place, you know, I guess it was easy for them to place like rules and regulations and things on them, on Africans and the Aboriginals, the melanated people. It's easy, right? Because they were the lower class citizens. We still are. Okay, so here's what's profound. Slavery ended in 1865. Now we're going to get into the topic, right? Slavery ended in 1865, and then bam, they hit you with Jim Crow law in 1865. Spirits, do any of you know what Jim Crow law is? There is this movie or TV show on Amazon Prime, I believe. And I believe it's called like They. Or I can't remember what it's called, but it's on Amazon. And when I find out, I'm going to remind you, and I'm actually writing this down, because this movie, it was Lena Waithe. Lena Waithe was like she's the co-writer. Or something of this nature. Let me see here. I'm looking it up now because it doesn't even show. Maybe she doesn't have anything to do with it, but I could have sworn she did. Okay. Well, nevertheless. Oh, she got something to do with the 20s? I did not know that. I've been watching that show. Child, she got her hand in a pot all over the place. But anyway, I love her. So they hit you with Jim Crow law in 1865. Did you just hear what I just said, Spirits? Okay, so slavery, quote unquote, supposedly ended in 1865 in June. The war ended. The Civil War, ended in April. We're going to talk about, you know, slavery and all that stuff because my dad has so much to say. But this is what's profound to me. I don't think you're quite catching what I'm saying. It ended in June, supposedly, 1865. The year 1865. Okay? And then Jim Crow law. In 18, they didn't skip a damn beat. Okay. All right, so they didn't skip a damn beat. Immediately, soon as slavery was over, these people, these Europeans, these Caucasians, they said, we've got to figure out a way to make these people stay beneath us. How can we keep these people beneath us? I got it. Let's segregate them. Let's make them feel even worse. One minute they weren't humans, and now they're even worse. Like, what the? One minute they're not humans. They're one-fourth human. And now we're going to make them our freaking maids or whatever. I don't know. Now we're going to, you can't use that bathroom because of your skin color. We're going to make them hate that skin color so bad. They're gonna hate it. We're gonna make sure, you know, whites only pies and whites only bathrooms and whites only. We're gonna make sure this whites only. Let me tell you something about the mind. And please, spirits, if you're with me, tell me you're with me. Let me tell you something about the mind. You want to get anybody to do something or want something or desire something, tell them they can't do it. Tell them they won't do it. Tell them that because of their color, they'll never be able to do it. And I promise you, that tiny little poison of segregation and putting whites only is going to start to like trickle mentally in the brain and go, so you're trying to tell me if I wasn't white, I would have a nicer house, a nicer car, a better relationship, better education. They knew what they were doing. It's a mental game. And anybody, and I mean anybody, that gets ready to go in front of millions to be a leader, trust me, they know how the mental game work. Everybody knows how the mental game work. So, very profound that as soon as they did that. Back to back. It was freedom. Boom, Jim Crow law. So, of course, a lot of African Americans, Aboriginals, melanated, whatever you want to call it, spirits were indeed in the South. You know, a lot of them actually even tried to join the military and did successfully join the military in 1863, right before they freed, before the Emancipation Proclamation was officially signed and things like that. In 1863, Europeans, superior Europeans, I don't know the correct terminology for it, but they realized they weren't going to really, that the war was going to be a little longer than expected. So they received a lot more help from the melanated people. The melanated people was only joining to be free. Let me say that again. They joined the military to be free. How does that make you feel? I'm going to join something that has everything to do with making us just a number, has everything to do with roboticizing us. Is that even a word? I think I made it up. Has everything to do with, like, I guess because it's so early in the morning and my brain is literally not working right now. Bondage. Has everything to do with bondage. But we're going to join. We're going to join because we want to be free. Because that is better than the way we're living right now. Do you understand that? That means that their level of living situation, the circumstances that they were under, had to be way worse for them to go into the military. Does that make sense to anybody? And I know it wasn't easy in the military. But over 200,000 African men served in the military just to escape slavery. Just to escape slavery. And isn't that sad? Oh, so I'm sorry. I had to go back a little bit because I just had to go back. I had to say that part. Okay, so let's jump forward. So you got slavery ending 1865, and then you got Jim Crow law in 1865. Okay, so anyway, on this TV show, if you watch this TV show on Amazon that I was talking about, I think Lena Waithe had something to do with it, but I'm not sure. It actually tells the story of Jim Crow laws and how the melanated people moved from the South to the West and up North. So, you know, to gain some respect, you know, they wanted to be looked at as, you know, now that we're people, oh, now that I get to be a human, you know, I want to join society and shit. You know, I want to get a job. You know, I want to pay taxes like you Caucasians. I want to be a part of your world because I got to be honest, being a part of your world is the shit, okay? And I don't like being beaten. I don't like being raped. I don't like having to fuck my sister and my brothers and my moms. So So let me be a part of your life, if that's okay with y'all. That's literally what, how it, in my head, that's how it went. That's how it went. I put a little laughter behind it, but that's, put a little comedy behind it, but that's seriously how it fucking went. And I say that with such disgust because, honey, it couldn't have been me. Whoo! Ooh-wee! So anyway, Jim Crow law segregated the crap out of us, melanated people. We get to places like California, Pennsylvania, and things of that nature. And we're treated horribly. Now we're enduring discrimination. I mean, it was already discrimination, you know, being beaten and tormented and fed, our children being fed by gators and, you know, it was already horrible and determination. But now that I actually, well, first I wasn't a human. Then I was segregated. So like, okay, you're not a human, but now that you get to be a human, you don't get to hang out with the fair skinned humans. Nah, cause your skin is so dark. I don't want to even get to know you, my dude. Make it make sense. Okay, so anyway, now that we've fought so hard to be humans, oh my gosh, I'm a human being, I'm alive. Now I'm going to fight even harder because I want to be able to go in that bathroom. I'm a girl. I'm a melanated girl, and that's a Caucasian girl. We're both girls, but we're going in two different bathrooms. I want to be able to go in the same bathroom as that girl. I want to fight for that. We fight, and then discrimination comes. So years and years of you're nothing, then you're not as good. And then people wonder why interracial relationships are so frowned upon in a lot of Black communities. Because at one point, we weren't human. Then we had to fight to be included. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now that we're included and we get to love whoever we want, a lot of Black people are not for loving Caucasians because of the history. And those are the ones that can't get past the trauma and the history. And that's just specifically those people. All right. But then you got generational wealth. And let's talk about it, right? We got 10 more minutes. So let's talk about generational wealth real quick. And Erica mentioned this on her Instagram. If anyone follows Erica, I have to give people shout outs because I'm just like, I'm all over the place when it comes to how I get my information and things of that nature. I don't just go one place. But Erica Lachey on Instagram, she said this, she mentioned this, and I wish I could put her audio on here, but I ain't trying to get sued. But she said that, you know, she basically said that generational wealth is about the generation, you know, the group of people, the generation, and like I said in the Chinese proverbs, you know, the previous generation will reap what the current generation will reap what the former generation has sown. In other words, if you weren't able to really really capitalize and really make any money, because let's not talk about how when once we 1865 when melanated people were free, they started farming and doing things and farming with watermelons, and Caucasians was like, and that's where the whole Negro watermelon bullshit comes from. You understand what I'm saying? That whole debacle of Black people or African Americans or melanated people loving watermelon. You know, oh, excuse us for making money off of it in a farm that you shut down and burned down to the ground and constantly because you didn't want us to capitalize and make any money. So let's talk about it. Let's talk about capitalizing, making money, generational wealth. if your generation, if my great grandparents weren't able to make any money, then they weren't able to give it to my grandparents. If my grandparents weren't able to make any money, and let's just keep it a buck, my granddad built majority of the railroads here in Tampa, Florida. No money to show for it. So therefore, my mom has no money to show for it. So therefore, I am now having no money to show for it. Does that make sense? But let's rewind it. If my grandpa did have money to show for that railroad building, he would have been able to pass on that money to my mother, who then would have been able to pass on it to me. You know, if she was, you know, in a sustainable relationship, good man, good marriage, you know, good foundation. But it all starts with good foundation, right? But because our foundation has been pulled away from us from the beginning, it's very hard to have a good foundation. I know a lot of people are like, get over it. Slavery is over. But we can say slavery is over. We can say Jim Crow laws is over. But then we can talk about redlining. We can talk about which is slave codes. We can talk, I'm sorry, Jim Crow law is actually supposed to be slave codes. And I keep saying Jim Crow law, but I mean slave codes. Slave codes, I'm sorry. Then you have redlining, right? Where they made sure that Caucasians in power made sure that, you know, certain regulations for melanated people, they weren't able to get better, you know, certain good schools. And, you know, they made sure that wherever we lived, wherever our areas were living, that, you know, it was run down and just poor. And those are the areas that we were living in. Does that make sense? So we're talking about generational wealth. You can't really build wealth from a generation if you're mixing it up. If you're mixing up the generation and the race itself, if that makes any sense. So now, you know, say if a person is a black man who has all this money, he's now married to, using this terminology. A melanated man has all this money. He's now married to a Caucasian person. He's, of course, going to indulge his Caucasian family and everyone else in this money that he has. His little biracial children are now going to have money for school and cars and clothes. More than likely, these biracial children, and I just hate to say it, but more than likely, depending on the melanated parent, more than likely that biracial child is going to sway to a fair-skinned partner. More than likely. I mean, look at T and Tamara. It's really a 50-50 chance. You know, it really is. But to be honest, and we're going to break that down in the last episode, which is where I tell my story. But long story short, generational wealth is about the full generation, the full race being able to live and eat and be comfortable off of that money that has been going around in the family. For example, I have my own business. I have two biracial daughters. I don't have any blacks, African-American sons, melanated. I don't have any of that, right? Once I leave this earth, if my children decide to, you never know, we can just only hope that, you know, but if my children decide that, you know, I want to go this way with my partner, or, you know, get this type of race of partner and not really end up with a melanated man or a black man or African-American man, which I can't expect them to because of what I did, then that money that I've made is literally going to be supporting more Caucasian people, unfortunately, if I don't, you know, figure that shit out like now. So long story short is that, you know, if your money is not going towards helping the generation and the people that has been down, then you're not really doing anything to help to lift them back up. So you're actually part of the problem and not the solution. If you're not helping, you're hurting. Am I not right? So in a way, and like I said, my story is coming up, but in a way, it's like you're hurting a whole separate generation outside of yourself and the generation that you came from. If you don't see the trend in building your community, your race of people up now, if you don't see that trend in doing that now, by the time you're in your 60s or 30 or 50s or whatever the case may be, or by the time you're gone, all that money that you would have made to be able to help and to build a better system for the segregated and the non-human melanated people, then we're literally going to go back into slavery like it never happened. Like it's the new slavery. Oh my God, the new slavery. I just figured it out. That's what they're trying to do. Okay, anyway. So many people have fought so hard to be seen as different in individuals of our beliefs and history. And we were able to maintain generational wealth, you know, when we had Black Wall Street and things like that, but they continued to create laws to keep the melanated races down and divided. So I just want to end this story right quick. Spirits, if you know anyone in their late 50s or 60s, please listen to them. Go talk to them, sit down with them, and let them share their stories. Because 56 years ago today, interracial marriages were banned and were not able to be. Ask those people what they experienced 56 years ago. People say America is evolving, and others would simply say even a bucket can be a weapon if it's wielded with malice intent. Thank you for listening, spirits, and I will catch you on the outro. Lego. Well, I hope you liked this episode. I hope it gave you a little bit more insight. I hope you understand. I was doing my best to not be so biased. But yes, I will be very, 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 very biased on my next episode. So please stay tuned. Because I know people are like, why are you so proud about that? Because I'm telling my story. So I'm going to be very, very biased. So please stay tuned. Coming out September 19th on Monday, my story, my interracial relationship story. So stay tuned for that. And then September 5th, Monday, my newest episode, Who is Kamau Empire? What is Kamau Empire? And that's coming out September 5th on Monday, so be on the lookout. Spirits, don't forget to check me out on my website at www.kamauempire.com. That is where you will find me and my business, Kamau Empire, Community and Public Relations. You can also find me on Instagram, business Instagram, that is Kamau Empire CPR. Again, that's K-A-M-A-U-E-M-P-I-R-E, C as in Charlie, P-R. You can also find me as an artist on Instagram. That is Miss Kiki Kamau. That's M-Z-K-I-K-I-K-A-M-A-U. And Miss Kiki Kamau on Facebook as well. If you want my business Facebook, that is Orkia Kamau, O-R-K-I-Y-A. Don't forget, spirits, my YouTube is coming back in October, my business YouTube, where I will be teaching you the how-tos on developing your business, managing your business, and so much more. And then as far as the artist, Miss Kiki, I will be putting out new poems once a month, so definitely be on the lookout for that, and some more how-to videos, but that's for a later date. But until next time, spirits, definitely hit me up. Follow me back and answer those questions. What is redlining? Do you have a family member that's in the age of 50s or 60s? Go talk to them. See what their story was like. Are you, and then, you know, answer those other questions that I asked during the morning greeting about the rockets. And other than that, so I look forward to hearing from you, spirits. I look forward to listening with you. And I look forward to empathizing with you. Until next time, fly high, spirits.